You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Lori Patrick on 980 CJME.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Morgan with Lori Patrick. Inside Real Estate is on the air right now. Lori Patrick of Sutton Group Results Realty. And our special guest today is Steve Bauer from AAA Solid Foundation. Lori, I'll start with you on this second segment. I have to admit, all winter long, I enjoy shoveling. I don't own a snowblower. I find it's good exercise. But I make it a big, big part of my winter to go around the entire house and constantly shovel as much snow away from the house. I don't know. It's just something that I do. I had a 12-foot snowbank this year in the backyard because I do it that way. But it is important, isn't it?
It's very important. And let me tell you, you're in the minority. A lot of people do not shovel around their foundation. And when the spring melt happens, it becomes a big problem, especially with our springs with freeze-thaw. Because then you end up with a kind of an ice block more so than shoveling snow, right, which would have been much easier to get rid of if you'd have done it all along. And I had a very recent example, and I had called Steve out to this house for a different reason, but house is on the market. I'm getting feedback from showings, and one agent says, well, the buyer was a little nervous about the water in the basement. And I'm like, what? What water in the basement? I've never heard of water in the basement of this. I'm checking his PCDS. He's never had water. I know the seller. I phone him. He says the same thing. What water in the basement? He doesn't go down there, I guess, into the one corner enough, and we've been on the market a week or two. So he phones me back. Yeah, sure enough, there's water in the basement. I've never seen this here before. I've never had it before. It's new water in the basement. So, and it's not much. It's just seeping. It's just a little, you know, like what Steve talked about was seeping. It's a little drip, drip, drip. And it's not physically where you can see where it's coming into the basement, but it's seeping and leaching through. So my first thought is, okay, that's the north wall. That's the north side of the basement. There's not much sun there between that house and the neighbors. How much snow is on that side? So I send him out in a little errand. Go tell me how much snow is on that side of the foundation. He comes back and says, not much, not much at all. You know, it's fine. Okay, mop it up. And it's not really anything to mop up. It's just kind of damp. And it goes away. It dries out. Next day, I said, go down and check it again. He comes back. Well, it's wet again. I said, go outside and take a picture of what you call not a big snowbank. And he sends me a picture. And I mean, we've got 3 feet tall bank. And I know just by looking at it, it's half ice, half. It's not something that's easy to shovel. That's a lot of snow. That's where it's coming from. Get yourself a shovel and a pick and a wheelbarrow right now and get that out of there. Or there are companies that'll come around and do this for you. And he said, no, I'll do it. I'll do it. And had he been doing it just a little bit at a time throughout the year, just keeping foundation clear, it wouldn't have been such a big job at the end, and we wouldn't have had water in the basement. But that's exactly where it was coming
from. So be proactive, and there's preventative maintenance year-round to do on your home. And it's important, you know, just as you listen, to think about your home, how one day, inevitably, if not now, you might be selling. These are all important points to always maintain around your home. And, Steve, you've probably seen oodles of stories like that yourself firsthand.
Oh, I have this week. So actually, I remember that house that I looked at for Lori. I was doing a lateral inspection. This was probably the first week of March when it was still pretty cold out. I was doing an inspection for some bracing, for some lateral movement, and I would let her know if there was any wetness or dampness in that basement.
There wasn't.
There wasn't any. So I go back to this when I talk to people. I use June. This past year was a really good example. June 10th, we had that extreme rainstorm. It was a Friday, and everyone got just pelted with high levels of precipitation. And a lot of basements leaked that hadn't leaked in 30 years. So, you know, that was addressed. We got hundreds of phone calls that week. And what I talked to people this week and the past couple of weeks, I've been going out saying, so I need a little bit of history here. So did you have any issues on that June 10th day? And they say, no, we haven't. Okay, so then what has changed since June 10th to now? Well, the level of snowfall. And like Lori says, it was like freeze-thaw. So what happened is that we got ice traps built up. So especially when you have trees and shrubs beside your foundation, you can shovel that, so it becomes ice traps. So when that starts to melt, it overwhelms the weeping tiles, overwhelms the window wells overflow, and we're seeing a lot of precipitation water coming in through between the window, where the window is, and the concrete is that seam. And there are solutions to that. It's actually quite an easy fix most of the time, and it can be addressed, but like you said, Greg, guys like you who shoveled, you probably don't have too many issues.
Yeah, it's a good idea to be preventative as wherever possible, that's for sure. I'm curious, too, like, obviously, we have that soil in Saskatchewan here, particularly in Regina. What about basement floors and cracking? Like, is there anything you can do to prevent that, or is it just a fact of life here?
Well, Greg, you know, that's a really good question. The soil conditions we have, it's kind of like a garden. So if you have a nice garden and you flood it, the plants are going to die. Water's going to flow. You're going to have sinkholes. Same with your foundation. If you have a really dry, what's going to happen? Your plants are going to, die. They're going to dry up and die. And you're going to have all that dirt's going to blow away. Erosion. Same with your basement. It's going to drop. So you have to keep a nice level, something that you would water your foundation and keep your, same as your plants in your garden, you keep that nice and moist, same with your foundation. That will prevent it. However, cracking of floors, that's a really tough thing in this city.
Yeah, it
is. But this will help alleviate some of that problems if you keep the moisture levels.
Good point. Lori, do you see that often? Is that a problem? Is that something that most people can overcome because it is a fact here in our city?
Yeah, I think if as long as you stay on it and you have to have, Steve will tell you that if you have proper maintenance and grading and keep your foundation level, let me tell you, sometimes the look on people's faces when Steve's telling them, you need to water your basement. But a lot of people just don't do it, right? It's a simple maintenance. They don't think of it. You know, you get busy, you're in your house, you didn't think, oh, I should probably bring in some backfill because my grade has dropped. They just don't do it. But it's so important to prevent bigger problems down the road and having Steve come out and tell you, okay, now you got a big problem.
Okay. Well, Lori Patrick is the reason that when you make that call, she has the connections like she does here to Steve go to the pros. And that's what it's really about, right? When you inspect a home together for that first time, it's not like you're trying to pick it apart. You just want to be made aware of all of this. And that's where you come in with your contacts.
Oh, yeah. You know, I want backup. I want my expert there when I'm dealing with a buyer that the house might have a bit of a foundation problem. So you want as much information as you possibly can get, and nobody can know everything, but we want as much as you can possibly get before you make that decision. And when it comes to anything structural, Steve's my expert.
All right. Well, when it comes to the market right now, as you mentioned earlier, it's still very hot. It's for both buyers and sellers. As it increases in business here, there's competing offers. Boy, I've been hearing a lot lately of competing offers from people who are selling their home and benefited. But at the same time, you can't necessarily put your home in the market right now thinking, I'm going to make so much more because the inventory is low right now, can you?
No, and we've talked about this before. It is a very good time to be a seller, and there are competing offers if you're priced right. But you can overprice in any market. You can overprice in this market. You can overprice in any market. So you still have to be realistic.
Yeah, for sure. Steve, you are open for business year-round, I know, and any recommendations you'd like to add here?
Well, I know the market's really hot, and like you said, a lot of offers are coming over asking, and a lot of times, too, some people will get the estimate to do the work and literally throw that estimate away because they want the house so bad. So rethink that is my advice.
And if I am wanting to put my home up for sale, would I be wise, before I even contact Lori, if I have some questions, can you drop by and give recommendations?
Most definitely. We're around the city every day, so it's no problem for us to drop in and just have a look and just chat with you about what's going on.
Lori, I think you're going to be busy this summer.
I think we're both going to be busy. Yeah. We're going to be busy.
And if anyone wants to interview, I highly recommend it. It's only going to take a moment to pick up the phone and call 306-591-5192. AAA Solid Foundation and Repair. Probably Google and find you, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure having you join us here on Inside Real Estate, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really enjoy it. And Lori, when it comes to interest rates, you know, the variable mortgage is affected more so than that one you kind of got locked in right now. Is there much feedback out there about our people scared of the interest rates, or they're just happy still and the market is hot?
Yeah, no, I haven't come across a whole lot of fear over interest rates. It's a hot market. If the buyers are ready to go, they've already done their banking or at least gotten pre-approved the first step.
And that is important, isn't it? That pre-approval, you really want that.
So important.
Do you want a piece of paper proving it, or?
You know, you can get me that. I trust you if you tell me, and especially if you're with a banker that I trust. But there's a step beyond the pre-approval where we won't get to until we buy something. So I just want you to pre-approve. Like, call them again. Make sure we've locked this down because banking is difficult.
Do your homework for sure.
Yes.
Well, thank you both. I really appreciate it. If you're looking to buy or sell, interview Lori at 306-591-5192. Also, check out the website, lorisells.ca. Thank you to Steve Bauer, AAA Solid Foundation and Repair, and Lori Patrick. I'm Greg Morgan.